So I've been telling you, I kind of started smoking hookah again. Mm-hmm. And so I bought a box and some coals, some pretty decent coals for dirt cheap, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But, I smoked through that box, which we pretty much would smoke not really hardly at all before. And then, but I've been kind of doing it as a replacement to drinking. So I've been pretty much like every time we game, I'd fire up a bowl and like Haley would smoke with me, but it'd be mostly me. But then I ran out of that box that I bought and was like, well, crap. Well, we have
still
all
buying the little boxes.
Yeah. I think I need to get more bang for my buck sort of thing now, but it was like I bought a box of Fantasia not knowing how much I would like go through. And then I tried smoking the old stuff that we had that we bought probably since the last time.
The old shisha?
Yeah.
It's got crystals in it. Like, it had crystals in it when we smoked it last, years ago.
Yeah, no, it was a poor decision. I looked it up, and apparently most websites say don't actually... Well, they say that shisha doesn't, like, truly expire. It does.
That's because that is the molasses that expires.
Yeah.
Like, that itself can go bad.
Yeah, it did. It went bad. And, like, I tried two different boxes, and it was, like, both nights. Ooh. I just felt like shit, and I was actually feeling sick. I'm like, okay.
If you want some really cheap shisha, this isn't going to be relevant to anyone who's not in Spokane, but go to Hubbly Bubbly, just off the Division. They're really cheap. I actually highly recommend the Alpha Cur or the in-house brand, because that guy used to have me product test for him.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Oh, yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah. That's how much I used to smoke.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you're a regular. I will also say that I did get addicted doing exactly what you're doing.
Using it as a replacement for drinking?
No, using it as a replacement for breathing.
Oh. Yeah.
No, like, I would want to smoke, like, every time I'd game, and then it was like, I'm not doing anything, maybe I'll smoke. Mm.
Yeah, I'll kind of have to be wary of that. I mean, my family does have my family has a history of alcoholism, and I have no problem not drinking, so I guess maybe I'm just awesome.
Okay.
It's one of those things where I'll be careful.
Since the person replacing one addiction for another.
Not an addiction, I just need to go buy a tub of shisha now.
The orange one tastes like orange Tic Tacs, by the way.
Cool, I'll try that.
Yeah.
But you can get the Alpha Cure or whatever in tubs?
Yeah.
Okay, that was one of the ones that went best.
Oh, so sorry.
But it was one of the small ones, and it was like, they were all in a box, but they were, like, in their packaging and not very well sealed and not in, like, Ziplocs or anything like that. And
it wouldn't have mattered if they were sealed. It will go bad eventually anyway. Yeah. Like, that's just how it is, unfortunately.
Yeah. I guess that throws my... Because I have one that's actually unopened, and I'm like, maybe I'll just throw this away.
Check it for crystals. If there's no crystals, then it's fine. All
right.
If it's got crystals, I wouldn't smoke it.
Fair enough. I'll give that a try. But yeah.
Anyway, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Dapper Shark Podcast, episode 86. Yes, we know it's been weeks. There were sicknesses and then other things.
There was sickness and health and other things.
My birthday happened. That was a thing.
Happy birthday, John.
Yeah, it was a month ago.
Whatever. They don't know.
That's true. That's bluntly true.
Well, I guess they do kind of know it's been a month. But, yeah. You know.
So anyway, guys, what have you been up to? Don't answer. We can't hear you.
I can.
Oh.
Oh, dude. Why would you say that about John? Jesus, what is wrong with
you? Man, you know what? I've had enough of that the last couple of fucking days.
You know what's funny? I actually thought that as soon as I said it, but I was like, eh.
So, you know what? Let me put it this way. If you, after 10 years, literally 10 years of not fucking talking to me, message me to help you fix your fucking computer for free, you can fuck off.
According to him, he said that he was going to pay you.
Ooh. That's convenient now that he has the ability to say that. Whatever, fuck him.
That's a shitty situation. But I totally understand that, because at being a person who knows shit about computers, that's pretty much when, like, even my own family, it's like, oh, oh, okay, the last time I saw you was, oh, well, Christmas, and it's the middle of summer. Well, hi, how's it going? Oh, you have computer troubles. Okay, I see. So.
I mean, even so, like, can you with the hubbub that he fucking created over out of this, can you imagine what would have happened if I had said no?
Ah, post-screenshot.
Yeah.
Anyway, away from Facebook drama. Ugh. Drama llamas.
There's a reason I don't hang out with a lot of people like that. So, guys, real world news. What should we talk about?
I don't know. Normally, it's pretty difficult to come up with show notes, but, you know, a lot of shit has happened in the last month.
There's so fucking much. It's actually hard to decide what to talk about. Government shut down again. Hooray.
Yay.
Briefly. It's still kind of on life support, because it's another temporary plan keeping us not shut down.
I think it's been on life support for the last year.
Yeah.
Because it should have been. Maybe we should have pulled the plug a long time ago.
Starting to think that. Our president said, hey, you see how good the stock market's doing? That's my job. And then the stock market plummeted. And then he's like, big mistake, stock market. And everyone's like, yeah, that's how the stock market works. You could threaten it by saying big mistake. Old Mr. Dow Jones is the only one standing up to Mr. Trump.
That's kind of just like, oh, he said he's in charge of the show, huh? Shoot self in foot.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Just one of those things where it's like, hey, this guy clearly doesn't know what he's talking about. Do you need more evidence? Yes? Fuck.
Bitcoin is falling.
Ooh. Man, nobody predicted that.
I know, right? It's almost like, you know, a bubble that is, you know, pretty much ready to pop.
It's almost like it was a more volatile version of the stock market, and when everybody noticed that people were selling and making tons of their money, they started selling too because they wanted to make money, but that in turn caused the price of Bitcoin to start plummeting. So then everybody started selling as a panic, and then the price just dropped.
Huh. It's almost like another, like, thing that works sort of similarly to that.
Yeah, I can't place it, though. It's not like that's happened before in the other, like, market analytics that we could have looked at to have predicted something like this happening. But I just...
Didn't it have something to do with socks?
Yeah, that's the one.
The value of the sock has gone down. Oh, sell your socks!
The price of fucking skins in CSGO has gone the fuck up. Jesus fucking Christ.
What is with... I don't know. What is putting value in a whole bunch of clouds of ones and zeros? Why is that, like, a thing?
I don't know.
I think there was... We might have the link for it and can put it in the show notes, but there was, like, a...
We do. We have this...
Yeah, we got the story.
There was a scoop. Dragon lore skin with Skadoodle written on it. You know, the name of the player who the skin is named after. And it sold for $61,052.63. Now, I just want to repeat that. $61,000 for a in-game skin for a rifle in Counter-Strike Go. Sink that into your brain crevasse.
Crevasse?
Yeah. How in the nine hells does someone justify $61,000 for digital goods? I get that their team was doing great at their tournament. Mm-hmm. I understand that. This is a digital skin!
Yeah, even if you spend, you know, a large amount of money on a collector's item, which may or may not retain its value, you never know. Maybe you got, you know, you got a weapon or a gun that was signed by a famous hunter or something like that, and then you did something cool, and you're like, oh, I can actually sell this for a profit. But something like that, you know, if they decide to shut down the servers for CSGO, say, perchance, like, the game all of a sudden isn't doing so well, which, I don't know, maybe it won't with the whole skin market going on, which just sounds fucking skeevy, like,
yeah.
The skin market, all right. But, like, if they decide to shut down their service, your actual, like, $60,000 literally turns into nothing. Like, they unplug it, and it's gone. The hard drives go into a landfill somewhere, or they get recycled, and, like, literally, it's just gone. You get nothing. You can't even, like, sell the weapon for $10 at a yard sale, being like, this was worth $60,000 once. You can't even do that. You're just like, it's just gone. You can't put it on your mantle. It's just gone! I don't understand it!
I believe Futurama put it appropriately when they said, and it's gone.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, those things, there we go, and it's gone.
That's the thing, like, there are so many of these digital games, and with the way that people have been letting their games get shut down, even after they have invested money into it, you have no protection whatsoever. If Valve today decided, I'm going to turn off all of these games, first of all, I'd be really fucking pissed, but second of all, there's nothing I can fucking do because it's in the ULA. Or the EULA, sorry, EULA.
The User License Agreement?
End User License Agreement.
Ah.
Ah. So, guys, why would you then invest that much money into a skin? Let me put it this way. Over the course of my having Steam, the net worth of my gaming library is well over $10,000. For 780-something games.
That's a lot of games.
Most of those games I did not buy at full price.
I'm gonna hazard, I guess, in a vast majority of them.
Humble Bundle.
Yes.
So, again, I want to point this out. One skin in a game, for some reason, is worth $61,000 to not just one person, but several people, because the person who bought and sold this bought it for $31,000 first, turned around and resold it for $61,000.
How the hell could you even think about that? Or just like, you know what? This seems like a sound investment. I'm going to put $30,000 down on this thing, and then...
I wouldn't pay
$10,000?
Dollars. $10.
Oh.
I would not pay $10 for skins. I regularly do not pay $10 for skins in a plethora of online games.
And even using your Steam library example, that's still... I mean, granted, yes, if Steam/Valve just went tits up and their servers were just gone, pretty much, since because of the way licensing works, you pretty much lose your games. But at the same time, you are also paying for entertainment. Like, you're playing those games, and it's like a monthly subscription to Netflix. Just because Netflix just dies and you don't have that anymore doesn't mean that, you know, it wasn't because you were using it for entertainment. So at least that has value to you now. Skins will never, like, it's like, why do they have any sort of value? I mean, like I said, they will never have value, but apparently they do.
These games are going to get old and get replaced eventually, and then this investment is going to be really stupid.
Yeah. I mean,
that's just how it works.
CSGO is not the first Counter-Strike. Like,
yeah.
Even fucking Counter-Strike was replaced, and CSGO will be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And are you thinking that they're going to port over your skins to the new Counter-Strike? They don't give a fiddler's fuck that you fucking paid $60,000 for that skin.
In fact, I think the skin market is actually largely not endorsed.
Exactly. Why fuck? $60,000! What the hell? Okay. I don't know.
Disposable also,
income. Fucking a fool and his money.
Yep, our student parted.
Stupid, stupid people. Makes me want to eat a couple Tide Pods.
Jesus fucking Christ. Guys, look. There was this little green round sticker that used to have a little face with a squinty eye and a tongue sticking out. And he's making this bleck face. They called him Mr. Yuck. So if you see a Mr. Yuck sticker on a thing, you knew that it was poison and not to eat it. Now, this is for people who can't read.
For people who can't read. Toddlers. The like.
When the thing on the fucking box for these Tide Pods describes the material inside as hazardous to your health and says things like do not consume, and they go out of their way to make it incredibly hard to eat, and they make it taste bad, maybe you are failing all of your intelligence checks. Maybe the problem is you. So, the fact that they decided in several states to start working on legislation to make Tide change the packaging so it looks less appealing, the product so it smells worse, and the bittering agent is stronger...
By the time the bittering agent reaches your tongue, you're too far gone anyways. You've already hit record and you're uploading to YouTube.
What level of fucking idiocy do you have to reach in order to think that this is a good fucking idea?
Or how about the fact that a lot of the complaints or the reasons for, you know, making them change the appearance are talking about children. And there are advertisements that it's like, one was actually a picture of someone with a handful of, like, not like the blue shark gummy candies,
mm-hmm.
and other hand has Tide Pods in it that are blue, and they look similar, and it's like...
Then as a parent, put them fucking up higher yes. than a toddler can reach!
And that's also...
You do that with the snacks, too!
That's fucking toddlers, even. Like, yes, teenagers can tell the difference. Teenagers are the people that are uploading these videos to YouTube. Teenagers are the ones that are chewing on these and being hospitalized because, naturally, this pocket of chemicals is not good for your health.
It's poison. If something is a cleaner, it's a poison, too.
And it's just like, why the hell, why aren't you getting bitching at Windex? I mean, it looks awfully tasty, doesn't it? It looks like a blue juice. Can you tell the difference? A cup of Windex versus a cup of blue Kool-Aid? Well, quit drinking the Kool-Aid, asshole!
Yeah, why are you blaming Tide for the idiocy of the, first of all, of these teenagers? Second of all, of the parents that are believing this bullshit? It's always been a universal rule that you keep shit out of the reach of toddlers. And I'm not just talking food items. I'm not talking drugs. I'm talking everything. Don't let them touch things.
As a person who has a four-year-old, that is what you do with toddlers.
This is not a thing that you should have to be told as a fucking functioning adult in a society with a child. This is not the cleaner's fucking problem. This is yours. You are stupid. If you think that there is a difference between a teenager eating a Tide Pod and a toddler eating a Tide Pod, there is. There absolutely is. One of those you deliberately had to leave down in a place where the fucking toddler could get it. Teenagers should fucking know better, and if you taught them that, they fucking would.
I guess I gotta sit. I gotta remember to sit Kieran down and just be like, "Hey, so these are Tide Pods. You shouldn't eat them." And they're like, "Okay, there we go."
Wow, man, that's so hard.
Oh, that's difficult.
You know, the whole Mr. Yuck campaign was so apparently necessary.
Yeah, we didn't. I guess that as like the next generation, we didn't do Mr. Yuck for our kids, and this is we're paying dividends. It's like this fucking
what the fuck, man?
Fucking, this is the price we pay. Our kids are eating Tide Pods. It's not the fact that, you know, people are just dumb and they see something on, like, Facebook or YouTube and they're like, oh, I want to do this too and upload a video of me doing it.
Another fucking thing. Okay, if you are a fucking entertainment individual, someone who works in the entertainment spectrum, you have a parasocial relationship with the people that watch you. You then have a responsibility to those people who watch you. Not be a fucking asshole. Okay? That I'm talking about just in general. You have a fucking responsibility to not be a fucking prick. Okay? Don't be a stupid moron. Don't be a fucking asshole. And don't be a stupid prick. Got it? This shouldn't be hard to do. Do not taser dead rats after just getting off of a fucking scandal of showing a dead fucking body on your fucking show, you piece of shit Logan Paul. And YouTube, you... piece of shit! You have a responsibility to everyone, all of your content creators, to treat them all fucking equally. Because if someone else had fucking done that, they would have been banned. No questions asked. In fact, I seem to remember you treating other people who did less much, much harsher.
But they weren't their golden boys. With like, you know, what is it, like 50 million? Like, teenagers that want to fuck them? Anyway.
You know what? YouTube isn't advertiser-friendly. Ha!
Well, if they're advertiser Tide Pods. I mean, I noticed that Tide Pods were, like... Tide had an advertisement in the Super Bowl, so... Obviously, they're doing pretty well for themselves.
Yeah, not only that. Tide had to make the advertisement show, hey, you put these in the wash. You don't eat them. Don't eat them. That was the advertisement. Well, not the one for the Super Bowl. But that was the one that they put out before the Super Bowl. The fact that they had to fucking say it. The fact that they fucking had to say it.
Oh, they actually, yeah, the one with that football player?
Yeah.
Who's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm kind of a meathead, but still, I don't eat Tide Pods.
Because I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
Duh.
What the hell's your problem? I gotta go play some football!
Football, concussions, yeah. Put me back in, it's fine.
I've had multiple concussions in my lifetime, but I still don't eat Tide Pods, so how many times do you have to hit your head on a wall?
How many times were you dropped?
It's, yeah, no, that, so that's definitely something that's been going on this past month. It was, apparently the internet decided that Tide Pods were tasty. Although, this whole thing has, honestly, in my opinion, been sort of a, like, unpaid advertising for Tide.
Yes.
Like, they're so clearly in the not actually responsible here that it's not even, like, bad press. You know, they're like,
except,
oh, there's...
Again, there's state legislation being drawn up against them. Which is just asinine.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, I guess
we whatever. Won't sell Tide in your state then.
But I actually was, never actually used Tide Pods, but when I went to the store the other day to get detergent, I saw Tide Pods, and I wanted to get them, just for the memes.
I want to point out that every time I've used Tide Pods, Michael's have been fine, but Emily's have gotten, like, this filmy residue on them, and there's actually, like, you can search for multiple stories of this happening, where it just gets all over clothes, and you have to wash them again.
That seems useful.
So not only are they poison, they're also bad.
This is a really shitty product.
So here's another solution. If you are too stupid to not have your children unable to reach this product, don't buy it, because it's also a bad product.
Yeah. Stick with liquid detergent like, you know, any sane adult.
Yeah. And also, keep that out of reach of your children, not juice.
Not juice. God, they're... Watch, I'm waiting for the next one. Like, what was... Damn it. I had it in my head at one point, but I was like, what the hell was the ridiculously stupid internet trend that was causing problems right before Tide Pods? There's something that I don't remember.
There's always fucking something.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bath salts way back in the day. That's when I remember it first starting. Was with bath salts. People were like, people are going crazy. It's a zombie.
Zombies. Oh, God. Yeah, I know that. And then, yeah, just basically shit goes up on YouTube. Oh, there's a new one now. Apparently that's, I don't know, trying to replace Tide Pods. And have you heard of the burner challenge?
God fucking damn it.
It's kind of exactly how it sounds. It's literally seeing how long you can keep your hand on a hot stove burner. And then posting it to YouTube and challenging others to...
Guys, Darwin is starting to look more and more correct. That's all I'm going to say. Do you not know that skin can be burned? Do you not know that you will get burnt if you are that fucking... Why do you have to be told this?
Now they're going to be like, we need burners to look less inviting for people's hands.
It looks too much like a cinnamon bun.
Probably. That's the next law that's going to go into place.
But it's a coil. It's literally the most efficient way to do this so that it supports itself on top of the stove. Yep, gotta change it.
Is efficiency worth people's hands, John?
At this point, yes.
Pretty much.
Fucking yes. Tell you what, let them touch the fucking burner and get burned, and then they will know not to touch the fucking burner. Or that they... won't hospitalize them. They'll just be a fucking brand on their hand that lets you know they're stupid.
The stupid brand? A swirl on your hand.
You will know forever that they are stupid. Jesus fucking Christ.
Years from now, you go in for a job interview and they're like, wait, what's that on your hand? And they're like, nothing. Oh my God, did you do the burner challenge? Get the fuck out of here.
There's no sense in you applying here.
Exactly. Yeah, you ruined your life forever. Your burners and shit.
So, do we want to talk about the Nunes memo at all?
Oh.
Is there even a point to that until the other half of it comes out?
Probably not. I think we'll kind of, like, hold on to that, I think.
Okay, so guys, we're going to cover the Nunes memo in depth when the whole thing gets released, without the edits. Because there were edits. That was a concession that both sides agreed on. It was edited. Okay. How much of it was edited, we don't know, but apparently enough of it that they're trying to get the whole thing released now, so that there's more context.
I don't get it. It's exactly like when they released the documents for the JFK assassination. Like, it basically, like, handed you a fucking stack of papers with almost every single line in black. It's like, what the fuck is the point? Take this back, wipe your ass with it, it does me more use.
Well, not only that, it talks about, hey, this guy clearly lied, we couldn't use this guy's investigation, so clearly this whole investigation, even though it involves other people who were completely unrelated from this file that he published, the whole thing's defunct, right? Because, you know, clearly. Some of it used this information.
Yeah, There's like one tiny thing. Oh, yeah, fucking let him loose.
Cure the whole thing.
Yeah. It's exactly like fucking...
I will be linking you guys the Nunes memo just so you can see what we're talking about, and you can interpret it however you wish. Because I will guarantee you that, depending on your political allegiance, you'll be interpreting one way or the other.
Yeah.
Also, do not have political allegiance. Both of these groups of fucking people are going to screw you over there out for their own fucking interests. Because they have not been representing the people for a long time. Hence why the government keeps getting shut down like it's fucking no one's business.
Pretty much. I mean, they're in business less often than fucking Chick-fil-A. Sorry.
That's an old stinger.
I had to.
Man, they haven't been, like, controversial in a long time, have they?
No.
I mean, everyone kind of knew they were racist for a while. And
yeah.
Then homophobic. And then people still ate there.
I'm like, oh, that's still pretty good. I mean, I don't know. Fuck. This guy's an asshole. But whatever. I guess I'll just keep going here. It's kind of like that that guy with the juice shop that made the date grape.
Oh, he's gone for good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. They're like banned from Spokane or something. GTFO.
No, but they revoked his business license.
Fair enough.
So,
I guess only certain people are allowed to be racist or like.
Like a president. Oh, did I say that?
Oh,
well, shit. By the way, guys, if it's not perfectly clear where my particular view is. My view is my view and my view alone. It does not represent everyone on the podcast. I will let them say whatever they fucking think.
Go, Trump! Sorry. I just have to be contrary all the time.
I know. It's okay to be a contrarian. Okay, so... anything else major happen?
I'm sure plenty of major shit happened.
Major. That reality TV star from Big Brother... is back on Big Brother again after leaving the White House. Omarosa? Is that her name?
Omarosa.
Oh, I think it is. Hang on. Vamp.
Sounds like a dessert. Omarosa.
Kind of does.
Aromarosa.
Okay, so I'm not a big fan of... oh, yeah, it's Omarosa. So, Omarosa was a representative in the White House brought in by Trump as... wow, I gotta find his... what did he call her?
Omarosa.
Probably Omarosa.
Probably. Although it wouldn't surprise me if they had like an entire cabinet just like of fucking celebrities and reality TV stars. Actually, why they haven't come out with a season of, you know, The Apprentice for like... someone working at the White House is beyond me. Like, you're fired. But I was like, I'm a fucking diplomat from Saudi Arabia. Get the hell out, you're fired. Alright, I guess I'll leave.
Yep. Come on. Her official title was Assistant to the President and Director of Communications for the Office of Public Liaison. So... basically, she was a community outreach person for the White House.
Ah.
Is what that translates to.
I figured roughly. That she was the new person to be under the president's desk.
Ah. So, okay. The reason that I brought her up is because, again, she was on Big Brother, again. She went directly back into reality TV after being in the, in the White House. And they published this video of her... just talking, you know, quote-unquote candidly, whispering to another person in the House about how bad it was in the White House. And I have to say, I'm skeptical because, man, she's doing it for the attention, for sure. Like, there's no doubt in my mind she's doing this for the attention. It's going to make her super popular, so she keeps getting these roles on these frickin' shows. Even if what she's saying is true... if it were coming from someone other than Omarosa, it would have more gravitas.
Gravitas?
Yeah.
Oh. So what was she saying?
It's bad.
It's bad? Just like, he makes us like, he was like,
I kept wondering what he's going to say on his Twitter next. And I tried to get to him and tell him not to say these things, and people stopped me.
Oh.
But again,
people stopped her?
They outright said that they fired her as well now, after originally being like, hey, she's resigned to pursue other career opportunities. Which is a nice way of saying we fired her. Yeah. Now they're just saying she was fired. 3 times on The Apprentice and 1 time for the White House.
Alright. Pretty good record.
I gotta say, that's a pretty good zinger, even if it is kind of a dick move.
To fire someone with so much gravitas?
Yeah. That part's kind of a non-news story, to be fucking honest.
Yeah, everyone loves non-news. Well, it's kind of like...
But everybody's, like, getting hung up on it. What is your opinion, listener? What do you think? Do you think you should be listening to Omarosa? Do you think she actually has some sort of insight, or do you think she's doing it for attention?
Find out next time on
Podcast Z.
Well, I was just going to say we take a break, but I didn't realize that her name was Podcast Z.
Yeah.
What?
Anyway, guys, we'll be back after this break. See ya. I'll be honest, I still can't fucking believe people are even doing the Tide Pod thing. I genuinely had time where I was sitting there in my head being like, people surely can't be this stupid. This has got to be a prank. It started out that way.
And one thing I find kind of funny, that, because a lot, I know, well, the thought occurred to me, and I have seen other people bring it up, is that the fact that, well, they were saying that people have been this stupid, but now because of technology, people are able to, like, people are more like, the stupid things kind of rise to the top and you can see them, because back in the day, it was like, in the days of newspaper, there were people eating Tide Pods, but they just died and you never knew about it. But now, as I, they videotaped themselves and now they're on the internet and stuff like that. But if you consider how long YouTube's been around and how long social media's been around, and, like, there are many years where people could have been doing this stuff, but now they're doing them? I don't think that's it. I think there's something else going on here.
I think there's something else going on, too. You know what really worries me? It's been said before, and I'm not the first one to say it, but dear God, our country is starting to look more and more like Idiocracy. Have you seen Idiocracy?
Multiple times.
You know that part where the guy is sitting in his house and he just watches people doing stupid shit all the time? And sits there and goes,
balls.
Balls. You got kicked in the balls. That's us, guys. That's us.
Yeah.
Also, welcome back.
Yeah. Welcome back to this super depresso cast brought to you by the end of human ingenuity as we know it.
Guys, please go be creative. Go outside. Read a book. Do something. Like, do something that stimulates your mind other than just watching other people do things. Okay? Read a great work. Create a great work. Make a not-so-great work. Just do something. Go play video games. You can play video games and be stimulated. Okay? Just don't fucking sit there watching people tell you what to do. No matter what. I know this is kind of going against what we're doing right now.
Go out and don't listen to people telling you what to do. But seriously, don't listen to them, but go outside. Would you kindly
but take us outside? Take us with you.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, we can go with, so.
Oh, yeah.
We're better, clearly.
Please. Don't watch people telling you what to do. Listen to people telling exactly. you what to do. Exactly. Like us.
Okay, but seriously, don't just let people tell you what to do. Fucking think for yourself once in a while, okay? Don't just let someone on the internet that's famous, and they have more money than you, tell you what to do. Because you know what? Chances are, that's never gonna fucking happen to you. Brass tacks? That's not very likely. These people got really lucky, and they put in a lot of fucking work. And unless you're willing to do the same thing and also get similarly lucky, you're not going to make it. That's just the end of it, right there.
Yeah, it was, might as well. It's kind of like them advertising the winner of like Powerball and shit like that. Mm-hmm. That they're doing it as an advertisement to be like, hey, Buy a Powerball ticket. This could be you. When statistically speaking, no, it won't be you.
It probably won't be. It's but like, there is that chance.
There's that one, like, yeah, you could just go out in the middle of a field with a, like, toaster in your hand and, I don't know, get
hold it above your head.
Get zapped by lightning 12 times in a row and survive with perfectly toasted toast. And that would be still be more likely than actually winning the Powerball.
That's probably true, yeah. But also, still buy Powerball and Mega Millions and all that jazz, because a lot of that funding goes to education. And as James and I were discussing off the air, our education department really needs it. So please, go buy lottery tickets.
Or you could just donate to, I don't know...
Schools.
Schools directly. And don't let Powerball take their cut or whatever.
And don't let schools lose their fucking budget. Because they are the ones that are teaching your kids why it's bad to eat Tide Pods.
Tide Pod eating 101?
Yep.
It's gonna have to be... like, this is a required class? No.
So, James, what have you been playing?
I was actually about to be like... let's transition into something better. Video games. Let's go into, like, a digital world where, you know, Cheetos aren't ruling the United States, and instead we have an evil dictator that we can actually kill and there's no repercussions.
Yeah, that's fun.
Or actually, do we want to do what you've been playing immediately, or do we want to talk about any gaming news? Because we did, there are a couple things.
Okay, what gaming news do you want to talk about then?
Well, have you seen any more on Monster Hunter World?
Yeah, it's been great. That's what I've been hearing, is it's been great. The servers aren't great, but the game itself is.
Wait, servers? You have to, it's like always online or something?
Well, I mean, kind of, but whenever you're playing with multiplayer, these servers kind of chug.
Fair enough.
So, like, unless you're hosting the game, you're gonna run into issues. It's basically what the experience has been. Hopefully that won't be the case with PCs, because there'll be less latency. You know, being that they're more open-ended, and there's more you can do to fix that. But if it's the same servers run by Capcom, and, you know, if this is the Capcom I know, it'll be exactly the same experience.
Or maybe they'll just release half the game and then, like, release the rest of it as DLC.
People tend to forget that. Also, still thank you, Capcom, for releasing Mega Man 11. That doesn't forgive you. But thank you.
But still, fuck you.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to play the new Street Fighter, but it's just, still expensive.
Yeah.
And DLC about.
On this DLC.
Yay! So, a couple things that I was going to talk about last week-ish. A couple weeks ago. But anyway, Final Fantasy. I'm going to have like a little Final Fantasy section here, just because... So Final Fantasy 12 Zodiac Age released a couple... actually like 10 days ago.
Yeah. Looks good.
As of recording.
Looks good.
For, like, $40 or whatever.
Yeah, that's good. I was willing to pay 20. I was absolutely willing to pay 20. I was willing to go as high as 30. 40 is right out. 50 is the price of the new game that has never seen the light of day for PC players.
To be fair, isn't Final Fantasy XII not on PC yet?
Like, I get that it's debuting on PC as well, but it's also how many years old?
I was about to say, Final Fantasy XV did not debut on the PlayStation 2, is the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it is actually, I will give them that it is much more than just a remake. Like, they actually did quite a bit of balance changes. They changed the entire job system. Like,
not even... I did see that.
It's like, not even a little bit. Apparently, they just completely revamped it. And because they revamped that system, they had to rebalance jobs. They actually have jobs now. Mm-hmm. As part of the system, and
which makes sense because it's part of the Ivalis or Ivalis. I've heard it pronounced multiple ways in that game, so I don't know how to say it correctly. I've always said Ivalis.
Fair enough. I'll call it Ivalis because I've always called it Ivalis. Because
fantastic.
There we go.
And both of us know what we're talking about. So haha.
Yeah, no, so I do kind of understand that that comes with a little bit of higher price point, and I can say that I'm not necessarily surprised by the fact that it is so much, considering that Square Enix is also the same people that are like, huh, we just copy-pasted this onto mobile. What should we charge for this game that debuted on fucking original Nintendo?
How about $30?
It's like, oh no, that's a little bit. Let's go 25. There we go. Considering that I think I bought Final Fantasy Tactics on my phone, which was, and it was like $12.
Wait, really? You didn't get it during the sale?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I got it for $2.
Yeah,
that was a good deal.
They do have deals, and it's one of those things where I usually try and wait for it, but I think that was kind of an impulse buy. I'm like, I want to play this on my phone. Buys it for $12, and I'm still, like, barely 3 missions in.
I think I have bought that game now officially 5 times.
Yeah? I think what? Bought it on...
I bought it twice on the PlayStation.
Why'd you buy it twice?
I bought it once on a PSP and lost it. I got it on the phone, and I bought it for someone else. I don't know if that counts.
I think I bought it... Yeah, no, I bought it on PlayStation, and then I bought it again on PSP, and then I bought it again... I think I bought it on my phone, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, did they release a DS version? I thought they did.
I don't know if that was on the DS. I know that there were different games for the DS, like the Grimoire series, which are actually more closely linked to Final Fantasy XII.
Yeah, maybe that was it. But yeah, no, I too have put in my Tactics. To be fair, it's kind of worth it. I mean, Tactics is still, like, in my opinion, holds up to this day, and it's fun as hell.
Agreed, but that said, Jesus Christ, Square Enix, stop charging so fucking much for your remakes.
Yeah, remakes, like, copy-pastes. Not even the good remakes, too. I think it's like Final Fantasy II is the DS remake, and it's fucking awful.
Yeah.
At least, like, on mobile. And, yeah, no. It's just...
No, it's just awful.
No.
In general. Like, it is just bad. You could fight me. I don't care.
I played the original Final Fantasy II, and I thought that was pretty good. But I played that on an emulator. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But I bought the base game. Well, I had the game on Super Nintendo. So, there's that.
So that wasn't actually 2 then.
Well, no, that one 4. No, wait, is that 2 or 3 or 4? Shit.
Yeah.
It's four and 6 that get swapped.
Let's not bother trying to unravel this particular puzzle because good lord.
Yeah, no. Well, two I bought in Origins, which was on PlayStation. It was like a two disc combo thing.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, no. I played that. The original form, but then the remake is god-awful.
Did you play 12 yet?
Not Zodiac Age, but I played 12. Obviously, you know. Yeah, fucking
I know you played 12, yeah.
No, I... Okay, so here's the thing. They announced the actual release date of Final Fantasy XV. The game that I obviously was, like, pissing myself excited when it released a year and a half ago for consoles. And I was super excited, like, oh, wait... Where's the PC? No, there's no PC version of this bullshit. And then they're like, oh yeah, we gotta optimize it. We gotta do all this other shit. And it's gonna be a while. And I was like, well, how long's a while? Can we get it now? Like maybe next month? And then they're like, oh yeah, early 2018. Ah! Pretty much. And then they didn't say shit. Like this, they finally had, I think it was like late November, they finally had a fucking Steam page for it. I was like, holy shit. And it's like, release date, early 2018. No price, no information, no nothing. Just like, early 2018. 2018 rolls around, January 1st. I'm like, so? We gonna fucking do this? Where's my fucking Final Fantasy 15? God damn it.
March.
Yeah. So then, it was earlier this month that they finally were like, holy shit, it's actually coming out in March. I was like, sweet, I saved money that I got from Christmas, I'm going to buy it right now. And it's like, oh, wait, this is like, it doesn't have an actual purchase option, it says March. What the hell is this? And then February 1st, they actually, they allowed the pre-orders.
Right after they released Final Fantasy XII.
Yeah, they didn't do that, they didn't extend that courtesy to XII. They're basically just like, yeah, it's going to drop. Like, Final Fantasy XII drops the same day that pre-orders start for 15.
And you know why they did that?
What's that?
You know why they did that?
Because they wanted people to buy both of them?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. Play through a Final Fantasy game in a month. For I don't know. For some people, maybe they're like, whatever, I can do that. But when you have, like, a few precious
hours...
You have
the time.
I don't know, yeah. But especially 12, because there's a lot of shit you can do in 12.
Yeah.
Including fucking new job system and stuff.
Hooray!
And new weapons, and new everything. But yeah, no, I didn't have enough for 12. So it's just sitting there. I'm like, I actually don't even know if I will play it, because I know that I'm going to be selling my soul and probably playing from, like, the moment I come home to as long as I can stay awake, which is like 9 o'clock or something. And I'll be doing that for 15 when it finally releases. Oh, and another gripe I have about this whole like release schedule thing, they don't let you fucking pre-download it, and they don't tell you how big it's gonna fucking be.
It's gonna be huge. Like, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
It's gonna be huge. Like, probably 80 plus gig.
Their original estimation was like, if you want to play the HD version, which apparently you can choose between, like...
Why would you not choose the HD?
Well, HD is the wrong word. Like, they have, there's a different file size for 4K. And I'm assuming 8K as well. The hell was that?
That wasn't either of our computers.
Alright.
I know, because that one's dead.
Fair enough, it's not making any noise right now. But, yeah, so they were estimating, their original estimate, which they've admitted is incorrect, was 150 gigabytes. Or, no, 180 gigabytes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big damn file.
And they said that the base version, or the regular HD version, is going to be, like...
We're good. I'm just watching it to make sure.
Oh, okay. The regular HD version is going to be closer to, like, 150.
Wow.
Well... Guess I'm not playing this on my, like, 120 gigabyte fucking solid state. Thanks, asshole.
Yep. Wow, that sucks.
But okay, so that's part of it. Sorry, I'm, like, tangent. But, so they haven't actually released solid size estimation for, like, oh, okay, so for someone in my position, this will download in approximately 2 business days, you know, that sort of shit. And... But they don't allow you to fucking pre-download it. I gave you my fucking money. I'm not a hacker. I'm not going to sit here trying to unlock it a day early or something like that. Just fucking let me pre-download it. Like, just at least the core files. Just something. Just let me download something.
You know why they don't, though, right?
Because they don't want people to hack it and...
Early.
And not only play it early, but probably find out a way to pirate it and distribute it.
Yep.
Before the game actually releases. Which... It's one of those things where I understand, but at the same time, fuck. Because that means that when it finally drops and they're like, here you go, you can actually download it. I'm like, sweet, I guess I'll play it in a week. Thanks.
Just bring your computer over here or something. Set it up.
Actually, for some reason, I was too busy bitching about it. It just dawned on me I could probably bring my computer to work.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I'd just be like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, just downloading 150 fucking gigabytes of goddamn game. But one thing I am happy that they did was they released a benchmarking tool that basically gave you a good idea what your computer is going to be able to run it at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fucking excited because even just the benchmarking tool is like, oh, this is so awesome.
And are you good at, like, all your specs good?
Yeah. I'm actually rather surprised. Dante's going to be able to play it at a fair decent resolution. It didn't allow you to tweak anything, which I'm sure that the actual game will. But it
one would hope.
Yeah. It basically was like, what do you want your resolution to be at? Do you want to be like HD or do you want to be 4K? I don't think they gave an 8K option. Because apparently it's going to support 8K.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right? But then it had like presets for like low, medium, and high, and like a couple others, like super high and then like super low.
Can I bitch about that for a second?
Like not including any detail?
Guys, have an advanced tab. It's fine. If you don't want random mooks to muck about and not know what they're doing and bitch at you, that's fine. But have an advanced tab for people who know what they're fucking doing, who just want to make something run the way that they want. Because most of us don't like fucking motion blur!
Oh, God. I don't know why the fuck they even have that.
I don't know either! It looks like garbage. It looks better with it off. Most of the time. And if your motion blur is actually adding to the effect of the game. That means you got a lot of fucking jagged edges, don't ya?
Well, yeah, that's like the whole Silent Hill 2 thing.
Do you know what anti-aliasing is?
You know what fucking G-Sync is? It's paying a fucking pretty penny for a, like, a nice monitor that can sync its fucking refresh rate, and you add motion blur? What the hell?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Anyway. But, yeah, so, but that was, I was basically able to play it at HD at a decent, also, here's another kind of gripe. I gripe a lot, but it's because I love it so much, and I have to, you know, express my opinions
about
it.
It's a pre-gripe.
Yeah. It doesn't let you, it doesn't show you or print off in the report what your frames per second, like average FPS.
Oh, that sounds like a thing that should be included in literally every benchmark.
Yeah. What it instead does is it gives you a score, and that score
means fucking nothing with no context.
Well, it has, they have a table, basically. It's like, if your score is between this and this, then this is the performance you should expect, and they have, like, a description, basically, like, you know, between 1 and 3,000, it's just, like, don't even fucking bother, and then, like, it goes all the way up to, like, 35,000 or something like that. Something like that. Maybe not that high. Like, 15,000. Something like that.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, but, and they have you, so you basically take a look at your score, take a look at the table, and that's the type of performance you should expect at that level. And even when I maxed out everything that they let you do, I still was at, like, perfectly playable. But I could tell that my frame rate was dipping, like, into the around the 30s. And I'm like...
Sounds like maybe a frame rate readout would have been more helpful.
It would have been great! Like, oh, do you want to display your FPS in the upper right-hand corner?
Yes! Yes,
please! It's like, I know that my CPU is probably the choke point of my whole computer, so... It's like, when you have this section where there's a whole bunch of sprites jumping around, I want to know, if there's a bunch of sprites jumping around, what should I expect my FPS to dip down to?
Yep. That'll let us know, and this is back on the advanced tab, if we should lower particle physics or not. You know, these things that modern gaming for PCs have been able to do since fucking Unreal.
But no. You've been working on this for the past year and a half just to make it perfect for PC. I don't know. I already put my money down because I knew, like, it's. I don't consider it a pre-order considering the game's already out. And as far as, like, reviews, the only negative reviews I've really seen are people saying that the game wasn't really complete. Well, it's complete now because they have all the DLC that's included with the game. Which I actually thought was really awesome because PC didn't get it until they came out with almost all the DLC. They're talking about more, but... they're basically just like, yeah, so the PC version is the Royal Edition, which contains, like, all the DLC up to this point.
So basically, all the people who bought it on the console are royally fucked. But seriously, give us a Kingdom Hearts 3 release date.
Yeah, well.
They released another teaser trailer. Oh. And it's Monsters, Inc. is one of the new worlds, which is cool.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's cool and all, but give us a fucking release date.
Or even just like a... general idea. I don't know, sometime in 2020 or something.
What are you, an early access game? Give us a release date. We've been waiting well over a decade. Give us a release date. Even if it's a long ways off.
Yeah.
Give us a release date.
At least a target. Target sounds good to me. Just be like, yeah,
that's fine. Yeah.
Things are looking good. We're hoping to have it released by such and such. And then, like.
And then if you have to push it back, I'll understand. I will totally get it. Okay? I really will.
But just being like, hey, this is what it kind of looks like. Or this is what this one pre-rendered scene that we made looks like. We haven't made anything else in the game. We've just been sitting here sipping Mai Tais, so it's just like, I don't know.
Also, they released a major spoiler in the new trailer for the Monsters, Inc. thing. Which kind of pissed me off.
Oh.
Kind of like the other major spoilers, where it's like, oh, look, these people aren't dead. They're still here. Oh, and it's yeah, like, right. Oh, here's a major spoiler in this one for anyone who's familiar at all with the Keyblade Wars.
Yeah.
So, that's fun.
Get fucked. You don't need not spoilers. Isn't that how trailers work? They just show you the entire movie, and then you're like, well, I guess I watched it. I'm done.
You know, it's funny, people were bitching about that, and then they did the Venom trailer where they didn't show much at all. And then people bitched about them not showing much. And it's like, what can they do?
It's like, what do you want? I don't know.
So as far as Final Fantasy goes, is that all the news you got?
Oh, I actually beat the base game of Final Fantasy XIV.
Hashtag leading question.
Oh, look at that transition. Not forced at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I think I talked about on a couple podcasts where I was basically talking about how Final Fantasy XIV, in my opinion, is better than 11. Oh god, don't hurt me. But...
No, you're right. It's fine.
Yeah. It's okay to be right.
Yeah.
And so I talked about that quite a bit and was playing through the 100 plus missions in the base game. And I finally beat it.
Yay!
Yay! And then, as I was transitioning, because I, you know, just kept on playing through, I noticed that one of the characters sounded different. Like, way different. Like, in the last cutscene, which I had encountered him, like, 15 minutes ago, he sounded like a prepubescent friggin' teenager. And in this one, all of a sudden, his balls have dropped. And I'm like, the hell happened here? And apparently, I was now in the Heavensward deal, or Heavensward expansion, and the cutscenes were the entirely new cast. Like, they didn't even give...
Oh, no!
They didn't even give the smallest shit about any continuity at all. They're just like, apparently, I didn't find this out until some Googling. Apparently, Japanese game developers, when they're coming up with their English voice actors, don't really have, like, oh, these are the English voice actors that we use. This person's, like, a good, like, experienced one. They go to a fucking agency, and that agency is just like, I think this person will be a good fit for that character. Okay, cool. Can you have them say these lines? All right. We'll contact you.
Jesus Christ.
We'll send you the email with the fucking WAV files or whatever.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I have to say that there are a couple voice actors that I think are better than the base game. Like, I actually kind of like his, Alphanaud or whatever, is like one of the major characters that you work with through the base game. I actually like his new voice. It was kind of jarring. The jarring part was annoying. The fact that literally from one cutscene to another, it was just like, oh, no context, just, hey, check it out. I actually sound like a dude now. And it's like, yeah, I actually kind of like his new voice now. It's growing on me. But there are several characters. There's actually one in specific. She's like the leader of the one of the three main nations, the pirate one. And yeah, no, I am pissed. Like, her new voice actor is just fucking god-awful. Like, it doesn't fit the character at all. I actually, like, the first cutscene that she was in it, I put my headphones down and I was reading the subtitles. And he was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I really don't want them to ruin this character for me because they fucking did. It's just like that bad. And a lot of people online.
It's like Vanille.
Pretty much. It's just like fucking, yeah. And it was just, because the first one, I mean, she's fucking like pirate, like ex-pirate. She's supposed to sound kind of like gruff. The first one actually sounded like she was fucking...
A pirate?
Yeah. And the second one was like, sounded like a bitch. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, great. Characterization here. Fuck me.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so I was kind of pissed about that. But apparently I'm not going to be as pissed as I am when another voice actor gets changed between Heavensward and Stormblood. So, yeah, more on that later.
Hooray!
Yay! Because continuity. And even Heavensward has way less missions than the base game, obviously. So I'm going to get to Stormblood that much faster and just be like, I hate you guys. And then who knows, they'll come out with the next one and be like, oh, guess what?
Yeah.
Fuck everyone. But yeah, so...
That sucks. You think they keep a list of names.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, hey, even if you go through an agency, it's like, hey, does this person still fucking work here?
Right? Yeah.
Can they just fucking do these lines for me, please?
Or like maybe get in contact with them personally because you're a fucking professional.
Yeah. Apparently they're not professional about that. But what you been playing now that I gave you, like,
three minutes? honestly, I've been playing a lot of games, but mostly Warframe.
Oh, yeah?
And I've been living the shit out of it. And a lot of stuff keeps happening. Since I've got back into it, Jim Sterling started playing Warframe again. And he has caused something, or possibly caused something to happen in Warframe that I think I'm going to have to cover next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it's a bit of a long and convoluted story. But basically, the developers are listening to the players and not, like, just making apologies. They're actually like, hey, what do you think would be a better way to do this, then? So we can appease you. Not just like, oh, we're sorry, we're listening, and we're clearly changing it because we got caught. They're like, okay, so what is a better idea?
Oh, yeah, it's not that video.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a good idea, actually. It's like, I mean, to a point, but...
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, people don't typically know what they want, but they can give you a general idea of what to do, and then you have to be creative from there. So... But Warframe is great. I will say that the single-player content for this free-to-play game is such that I would feel completely satisfied dropping $60 on this game.
But you know what, John? Games shouldn't cost $60.
I have paid $10 in this game so far.
That was another thing that I might talk about like next week. The whole back and forth between extra credits and Jim Sterling. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Kind of wait for maybe over the next week they'll have even more videos posted about it.
I'll be honest, I'm more of a fan of Jim Sterling than I am of extra credits, and defending the industry, you know where I've stood on the industry for a long time though.
Oh yeah, no,
but like defending the major game industry when they keep getting caught fucking lying, like everyone gives them the benefit of the doubt, makes an excuse for them, and then they get caught lying, and then they're like, oh yeah, but sad story, and then it's like, okay, but you just got caught again doing it again. You just did it again. We caught you again. Oh, yeah, but we're really sorry this time. You just did it again. The third time.
I swear, you're getting all that experience.
So, like, at a certain point, it's like, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me three times, you know, then go fuck yourself, I guess.
I mean, that's another thing we should talk about next week is the loot box wars that's going on.
Yeah, because there's news about that. For Sweden.
Sweden?
Yes.
We'll see if there'll be any more developments this week. I mean, that's always been a hot-button topic on YouTube and whatnot.
And if there's some political stuff to talk about next week, we will try to do it in a fair and unbiased way. You know, because we're Fox News, apparently.
Super.
Fair and balanced.
Fair. Something small indie company.
Yep.
Well, we are a small indie company, right?
I mean, we are, yes, but Fox.
Oh, yeah, Hearthstone balance changes. Also.
Joy!
Yay!
Alright, guys, we'll see you next week.
Alright, we're gonna be in charge next week.